America's first daughter. From Monticello to Jefferson's White House, she shaped the legacy of a nation. July 5, 1826. Sons of a revolution fight for liberty. They give blood, flesh, limbs, their very lives. But daughters? We sacrifice our eternal souls. This I am sure of, as I stand in the quiet emptiness of my father's private chambers. I'm here now because my father is dead and buried, and I'm left to make sense of it all. My gaze drifts from the alcove bed where Papa drew his last breaths, to his private cabinet beyond, to the adjustable mahogany drawing desk he brought from Paris so many years before. Light filters down on me from the skylight, built into the soaring ceiling, and plays off the mirrors to make me feel as an actor upon a stage, playing a secret role. Even knowing that he'll never return, I hesitate to settle into the red leather swivel armchair upon which my father struggled to write his letters, fewer and fewer every year. His hands, his eyesight, and his endurance all failed him in the end, but never his intellect. That he had to the last. From between the pages of a leather-bound book on his revolving bookstand, I find a sketch, a drawing of an obelisk, monument, and tombstone to be inscribed with what he wished to be remembered for and not a word more. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia. I brush my fingertips over the sketch and imagine the coarse granite that will bear these words and stand eternal guardian over Papa's final resting place. Alas, memories are made of more than inscriptions in stone. They're made, too, of the words we leave behind. And my father left so many.